This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
We are back on Dr. Dahlia's show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA. 1-877-DOC-DAI. I tell you, man, it was a rough night. It was a rough night. Now, I know we got a lot of news to talk to you about, but I just kind of tell you what happened yesterday. So, you guys know that one of my kids, my older one, is a senior in high school. So, he's my little fidget douche. Yeah, my baby stone. 18 years old. And as a senior, can't believe it. I mean, I am still healing from the episiotomy, right? And I still haven't lost the baby weight. And the kid's AD. You know, so I was like, oh, yeah, I have a few pounds to lose the baby weight. Like, because if your kid's a senior in high school, shut up. So anyway, so my baby plays lacrosse. He played football for a little bit, but he plays lacrosse, defense. I don't know if you guys have ever seen lacrosse. A lot of people aren't that familiar with the game. It's like hockey, except you're running around on grass, and your stick is up in the air, and it has like a netting, and you take a ball, and you run back and forth across the field, just like you would do kind of in hockey. Oh, by the way, way to go, Golden Knights. Yeah, they say Golden Knights beat the LA Kings. Oh, I'm so happy. And I'm from LA. That was really hard to root against the LA Kings, but I live in Vegas, so the Golden Knights, that's hockey. All right, we'll talk about that another time. Golden Knights rock. Anyway, so lacrosse to me is like hockey, except no ice, less fights. And there's this ball. The ball's heavy, by the way. And you have to throw and run with the ball. It's a tough game. It is a real tough game, lacrosse. It really is. So my son plays defense, and it was their senior night. Now, what happens on senior night during a sports game? Well, I guess that's when the parents get to parade around with their kid. Now, first, you're like, does the kid even want to be around by the parents? I mean, how many high school seniors want to be in the same vicinity, let alone zip code, as their parents? But apparently, these kids are like, all right, here's mom and dad. And, of course, me as mommy, you know, I'm like, oh, my baby, my little fishy dushy. Oh, kissy mama. So he was already beside himself. You know, you could see he was like, you know what, mom, I just can't be around you right now. But then I stopped and I said, wait a second, I'm looking at all the other kids. You know, and this kid actually scores. This other kid over here actually, you know, listens to the coach, appears to listen to his mom, you know, and appears to actually wash his gear once in a while. And I'm like, you know, wait a second here. Do I have to actually walk out with my son? Can't I pretend to be Derek's mom, you know, or Scott's mom? No, ma'am, you gotta go with your own son. I'm like, but he hasn't scored a point all season. Now he's defense, so he's not going to. But, you know, I'm like, if my kid already doesn't want to be hanging out with his mama, why am I sitting here, right? Why not stand next to the star lacrosse player? But, look, I love my kid. And so, obviously, you know, his carbon footprint is almost a genetic identical to mine. So I might as well, I mean, people are going to know that he's my kid. So there's no use pretending he's not my kid. So I might as well go and pretend to be. Okay, so we do that. We take our pictures. And he's a good boy. You know, so I give him a lot of kisses and a kissy hug. So we make up. And the game is going pretty well. And we're actually winning the game. We're actually winning. How do you win? Well, you get the ball across and into the net. You know, their goal area. All right, we're actually doing well. And all of a sudden, the tide starts to change where the away team is starting to win. Now, what happens
in games, if you ever see the psychology of it, is if it's a game where we are losing so bad or we are winning so well and there's a real big point differential, it's a pretty mild, mellow, boring last half to last quarter. But when it's a neck and neck, nail biter, that's when things start to get rough. And so we brought my mom to the game, which, again, was a mistake because my mom drives you crazy. So here's my mom trying to have me explain what lacrosse is, and I can't even explain it. And, you know, she's talking the whole time, and I'm like, no, you know, we're trying to concentrate here. What are you concentrating on? You don't even know what you're looking at. She said, Mom, leave it alone. So anyway, you know, and I tell my mom, I go, wait a second, this is where the injuries start. And kids are rolling and falling all over each other, whatever, trying to get the ball and, you know, hitting each other with the sticks and flags are being thrown. And then all of a sudden, you know, we're at like the minute mark. And with the minute mark, I'm like, okay, let's just get through 1 minute without there being any injuries. Please let there be, you know, 1 minute. And it's getting rougher and it's getting rougher. And then all of a sudden, I start to lose sight of my kid. They all look the same to me, all these kids, because they're all wearing masks. You don't know your kid. You know, unless my kid is giving somebody the finger, I can't identify him, to be honest, right? You know? But that would be the only sign I would know that that would be my kid. All of a sudden, there's a pileup. The buzzer goes off, and then I see a kid go down after the buzzer. And there's just now more of a pileup and kids fighting, and then the parents rush the field. And the parents are starting to rush the field. Now, my being a doctor, I'm like, I better get out there because there could be an injury. And there's a kid on the ground. So other kids try to pull the kids off the kid on the ground. And I don't care what team you're on. I'm a doctor. I'm going to, you know what I mean? I'm going to take care. I don't care. So I'm there on standby. Yeah, my mom in the background going, oh, what's going on? Like, Mom, just go back to sleep. All right. And then I see everybody pull everybody off, and parents are screaming, and refs are blowing the whistle. That's not going to help. There's a ref just sitting there blowing the whistle. You can't just sit there and blow a whistle. You got to actually separate the parents, because now everybody's testosterone is up, and adrenaline is pumping, and hey, you know, and it's just now one big meat fest where everybody wants to kind of tear into each other. And finally, right, I don't leave the field. I'm like, there's a kid on the ground. I'm not going to leave the field. Another ref's saying everybody get off the field. I'm going to leave the field. And lo and behold, who's on the ground? My baby. So my baby had a dislocated patella. So I go and I help him and everything else. Still parents are yelling. But you want to know what? I think I'm done with school sports. I think I'm done. If my kid wants to play video games and save his patella, I am fine with that. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go in. To learn the basics of Spanish, greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny
or serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Walls, and I'm a truck driver from Missouri. For 13 hours a night, I sit in my truck and I drive. Out of boredom, I'll stop and eat. If I'm not doing fast food, I guarantee there's a bag of chips open on my dashboard. That was all until Andro 400. I started out 4 months ago, and since taking Andro 400, I have dropped 45 pounds. I'm sleeping better. There's no cravings. I actually don't even think about food. My knee pain went away. I've had some lower back issues, and I've noticed that that went away, and I can only contribute that to Andro 400. One thing that Andro 400 said on the radio ad, does it attack belly fat? Well, let me tell you, it did. The second month is where I saw a drastic change in the size of my stomach. I've lost 6 inches. This product really does work.
So guys, if you'd like to experience similar results, then get Andro 400. The safe, natural, and inexpensive way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tuning in 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Brad, who is working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Before we get started, I have to say that our hearts and prayers are with the Bush family as Barbara Bush passed away at her home Tuesday evening in Houston. She was 92 years old. She had a few days ago, it had been reported that she had denied hospital care as she wanted to pass away peacefully in her house with comfort care. We'll discuss palliative care and certain things that we do to ease a passing, as she had chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, a very difficult breathing disorder, as well as congestive heart failure, which strains the heart as well as the lungs. And Jim McGrath, the family spokesperson, announced her passing in a statement. President George Bush, from what we understand, was with her the whole time, held her hand all day. Apparently, they had celebrated their 73rd wedding anniversary in January. 73 years together. 73. She had multiple health issues. She had been hospitalized with pneumonia back in December 2013. She had a perforated ulcer.
in 2008, heart surgery 4 months later. And I have to correct myself. I had said that she was one of the very, very rare women who would be a wife of a president, the 41st president, and the mother of the 43rd president. But I guess John Adams is, you know, John Adams' wife and then John Quincy Adams. So there was one other woman who was both a mother and a first lady to presidents. So that correction there. Nancy Reagan had passed away at 94. You know, just look at this. 92 years old, Barbara Bush. 94 years old, Nancy Reagan. You have a lot of people in their 90s that, life expectancy still has the potential to keep rising. I know we're kind of lowering it with, unfortunately, many of the opioid deaths, but, you know, with modern medicine and obviously really good insurance, we can live longer. So may she rest in peace. Phenomenal woman, very strong, amazing family values, and it's hard to see somebody like that go. But 92, she had a blessed life, and our hearts and prayers are with her. Rest in peace. So Washington D.C. may allow 16-year-olds to vote in the 2020 election. Why? Because there were so many high schoolers that protested. We see a lot more high schoolers protest. That somebody thinks that would be a great demographic to help bring in extra votes. Which side do we think these high schoolers would help? The left or the right? My guess, the left. But is a 16 and 17-year-old competent enough to vote? I believe they are. So this is interesting. So by the 2020 presidential election, they say 16 and 17-year-olds may be able to vote in the nation's capital. Washington, D.C. may lower the voting age for federal and local elections to 16. The legislation was introduced last Tuesday by D.C. Council member Charles Allen, who just happens to be a Democrat. And he said he was inspired by the high schoolers that came to D.C. to protest at the March for Our Lives. Advocates of the measure say they have the support of 7 of 13, which would be a majority of D.C. council members. They say, I think people are getting excited about this, especially with what's going on in the nation right now, in terms of youth leading social change. So I think that people are going to be very excited about it and want to get on board. That's according to Alicia Chopra, 18 years old, a senior at School Without Walls. So, should we allow 16 and 17-year-olds to vote? They say, we work, we pay taxes, we care for our family members, we drive, we could do so many other things. So adding voting onto the list isn't going to be that big a responsibility. We can handle it. That's according to a 16-year-old sophomore at Woodrow Wilson High School. We can handle it. Now, they say the last time the voting age was changed in this country was 4 decades ago. During the Vietnam War, students protested that it was unfair 18-year-olds could be drafted but could not vote. And I agree with that. You could draft an 18-year-old, but they don't get a right to vote. I agree with that. In 1971, Congress passed the 26th Amendment, see, it's a federal doing, giving people 18 and older the right to vote. In 2013, though, Tacoma Park, Maryland, allowed 16 and 17-year-olds to vote in local elections. Other cities, including Berkeley, California, extended voting rights. But while cities can only extend voting rights in municipal elections, District of Columbia is treated as a state in some cases. So they could technically allow the voting age, change the voting age to allow 16 and 17-year-olds to vote for president of the United States. Okay, so before everybody gets their panties all up in a bunch, if D.C. and their electoral college points, okay, or votes, usually go to the left anyway, and they win the popular vote within D.C., still, based on the Electoral College, I don't think it's going to change the map, okay? And this is something we have to talk about very honestly, because personally, I like the idea of 16- and 17-year-olds voting. But it would stink if the reason why this is being suggested is because the left thinks that this will help their side. We do not make laws, we're not supposed to be making laws to enhance political strength. we make laws if we think it betters the country. And so, you know, doing congressional redistricting and, you know, playing around with, you know, who could vote here and allowing illegal immigrants to vote and all the other BS that seems to be kind of popping up, right, can unfortunately tip the scale to one side. And, you know, there has to be some, protection of democracy. You can't just, you know, legislate to help only one Democratic Party. Then we're going to start going into fascism. So we need to be careful with that. But if we dissect out, should a 16 or 17-year-old be allowed to vote? That's a really valid debate. Now, many 16-year-olds may think like their parents. And so when I see a bunch of, shall we say, students, you know, and we hear their political leanings, 9 times out of 10, it mimics how their parents feel. And so, you know, there could just be an augmentation of the child's, you know, parents' political view. So it may not skew things as much as we think. But then again, there was a lot of discussion how these marches and these students who mobilized were orchestrated by the adults. You know, now, I don't know if I want to give credit, that much credit to adults. I think students are pretty smart. I think students like to, you know, be for a cause. You know, I mean, I was, you know, more of an activist in high school when I remember. You know, I was, you know, very concerned at the time when I was growing up that I think at the time there were like 1.2, 1.3 million abortions being done every year. And tax dollars were going to that. And I was really concerned because, again, I thought those were lives. Yeah, you know, I felt life was at conception. And I'm like, that's a lot of lives. I mean, you know, I understand the cases of rape and, you know, and incest. And but I don't think that happens 1.2 million times a year. And so I had, independent of my parents' political views, you know, I think they at the time thought more of, let's just keep government out of our lives, you know, as much as possible, which might help the pro-choice or pro-life. Either way, it would. I mean, and that's how I feel. I feel, yeah, the government can't tell a woman what to do with her body, but the government should stay completely out of abortions. They shouldn't be paying for them. They shouldn't be asking us to put our tax dollars to them. You know, that's how I look at it. So, again, I don't know where that would fall on the scale. Fell on the spectrum. But I remember in high school, I had opinions very different from my parents. I was a 16-year-old, and I was a 17-year-old. And so thinking that many children would be puppets of their parents, not entirely. They could, however, you know, be swayed by a figure that appeals to the youth. Katy Perry, teacher, a coach, etc. Now, I'm starting to see a little bit more independence with students. You know, maybe they're mimicking what their parents say or not. I don't know. But, you know, I see, and I'll talk to them, and they'll have logic behind it. And that's fine. I don't care if you vote left or right. As long as you have, you're not just spitting out somebody else's mantra, but you are actually deducing that yourself. So I don't mind if they vote. It's just I see why people are concerned. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home, as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutral. Neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Maybe, maybe you'll turn back to me when I tell you you're just so
crazy. All right, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So a lot of you guys are into green tea. And I don't mind you guys drinking a cup of tea. I know I make fun of tea a lot, you know, and I make fun of the British. And I love the British. I have family who was British. I just, you know, it's because of their accent. And, you know, they fly to Gatwick on a Concorde. I just love the accent. I can talk British. I'm just jealous of them. That's why. That's why I make fun of them. Because I'm jealous. And when they have this cup of tea. So tea time, I like to make fun of them because I drink a tea. I'm not a big tea drinker. But some of you are so into green tea and the green tea health benefits that you will take these supplements that are supposed to be made of green tea extracts.
Well, now we're being told that these could pose health concerns and could actually hurt the liver. Now, this is coming out of Europe, because apparently this seems to be a lot bigger in Europe, I guess, than America. And the European Food Safety Authority assessed the safety of green tea supplements from dietary sources, and they say that green tea extracts may cause liver damage. Taking more than 800 milligrams of green tea catechins each day may pose health concerns. Now, officials weren't able to tell us what is safe. They say retailers will sell supplements. Most do contain less than 800. But the watchdog called for further scientific trials into the effects of green tea catechins and for labels to announce the risks. So, I know this is frustrating because you guys, you just want to benefit your health. And I don't like you getting duped by some of these supplement companies. And it kind of bothers me. You know, I believe green tea does have benefits. I think it's, can help people with type 2 diabetes. I believe there's been some studies looking at how there's some cancer-fighting properties. There is research. There was apparently, according to WebMD, a study looking at how you have lower cholesterol, blood flow improvement, such that it can help people with high blood pressure and congestive heart failure. There was a Swiss study that found that MRIs, if you took an MRI of people's brains, those who drank green tea had greater activity in their working memory area. But you see, that's the difference, people. They drank the tea. They didn't take these man-made capsules. And even though the tea could be man-made, tea is a little bit more of a natural form of it than a concentrated powder. They say green tea has also been shown to block the formation of plaques that are linked to Alzheimer's. It's according to WebMD. May help keep blood sugar stable with diabetes. They can even help protect against damage of a high-fat diet. I don't believe green tea helps weight loss specifically. However, if you are going to swap your green tea for soda pop, yeah, that can help. With cancer cells, again, the research has been mixed. And right now, the National Cancer Institute website does not recommend for or against the use of the tea to reduce the risk of any type of cancer. So what that means is the verdict's not out yet. But this isn't the first time we've heard that, the catechins are, healthy for you. In fact, they recommend if you add lemon, the vitamin C in the lemon will help you absorb these catechins better. Dairy could inhibit, which is why we don't really recommend green tea while you're, having dairy. But Canadian health officials were the ones that demanded more explicit warnings on green tea extracts and their links to liver damage. Health Canada made the move following a federal safety review prompted after a teenager took the pills and needed dialysis for her liver. And that's sad. What is a teenager doing taking green tea extract? They say scores of adverse events have been reported in medical journals in recent years, including a man in Australia who required a liver transplant. Then in England, there was a 16-year-old girl who was rushed to the hospital because she went into a hepatitis, which is inflammation of the liver, after she took green tea slimming pills. That's according to a British Medical Journal case report. And so some people are concerned that maybe these catechins can hurt the liver. There was a bunch of cases in Norway. They say officials issued a warning 2 years ago about the products. So the EFSA review, which was published today on their website, confirmed the link between green tea catechins and liver damage. They're apparently in the Italian city of Parma. And they also looked at the potential effects of green tea infusions, instant drinks, food supplements. But they said there were no risks of liver damage for consuming infusions, more like tea. So what we're looking at is these supplements, these pills out there. So now, what could it be that maybe these supplements have extra substrates in it? Maybe it has nothing to do with the green tea. but it has to do with how they're compounding the extract into the capsule form. Apparently, there was a case where the green tea extract in a 17-year-old from Canada wanted to increase her calorie burn and her metabolism. 7 days into it, she woke up vomiting violently. She started to turn yellow, and her ALT, the aminotransferase, which is one of the liver enzymes, was up to 2,500, and normal is like 15. So she was at 2,500. So her liver started shutting down. Her kidneys started to shut down. She had to be put on dialysis, spent 10 days in ICU. And then she went home, had to recover for about a month. And people could just walk into any store and, you know, buy these things. So signs of hepatitis or liver damage is you turning yellow. Now, some people may not tell you you're turning yellow. They may go, oh, wow, you know, that's a pretty good, you know, self-tan product you're using. If you're like, I don't use tanning products, that could be a sign. The other thing, too, is you could look at the palms of your hands. If the palms of your hands are starting to look a little glowy, you know, a little sunlight, lighty, a little yellowish, that could. But the easiest thing to do is to look in the mirror and look at the whites of your eyes. And if the whites of your eyes are looking yellow, not your teeth, a lot of us have yellow teeth, but looking at the whites of your eyes, those start turning yellow. And liver damage happens because the liver cell that has the enzymes in them and bilirubin and all sorts of other products that the liver has to make, when the cells die, right, because of an inflammation or an infection or an attack by alcohol or a drug or whatever, and you go into a hepatitis, which is inflammation of the liver, these cells lyse or they open up. So the contents leak into the blood, which is why when we see high liver enzymes, we're like, there must be a lot of damage going on to the liver because these numbers shouldn't be that high. Now, I've had some people that say, look, my liver enzymes are perfect. I've been drinking a bottle of wine a day for years, and my liver looks normal. Well, if your liver enzymes are the result of cells opening up and lysing, and you have a liver where half of the liver is dead, like a cirrhotic liver, where the liver's not working anyway, then you might not mount that response of seeing all the liver enzymes spike. You know, people with HIV may not get fevers. They may not, you know, have the same symptoms when a non-HIV, or somebody with AIDS, I should say. Some people with HIV don't have the acquired immunodeficiency syndrome. But if somebody has a severe immunodeficiency, transplant patient, etc., they may not mount the same response. Someone who's diabetic doesn't feel as sharply. They have nerve damage. So they may not get the chest pain that you or I get during a heart attack because they're diabetic. Someone with anemia or sickle cell anemia may not have a red throat because, again, they're anemic. They don't have as many blood cells. So we have to take that into account and not say, oh, you're just normal. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. radio.recordedvideo.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Speak, speak, speak. speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny
or serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando español today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hi there, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and we're looking in this time of terrible financial crash, terrible meltdown of the medical system, we're looking to pay people obscene amounts of money if you become a student of our business at Youngevity. We will help you actually take care of people better than the medical system has. Think about it. We spend more money in America for healthcare than all the other 218 nations the world put together, and they can't even solve weight loss problems. I mean, the medical system, they have a total mental brain fart, and if you do this, you will be able to save an enormous amount of people from being overweight, being obese. They don't even know what causes obesity. Believe me, we know what causes obesity. In the medical system, they think it's from eating too much. It's not from eating too much. It's actually a mineral deficiency. Do you solve a iron deficiency anemia with a bone marrow transplant? That's what they think. Do you solve a mineral deficiency that causes obesity with a gastric bypass? That's dumber than a stump. Contact us at gcnminerals.com. Learn how to lose weight, look good, and save yourselves a gob of money.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. 99 bucks for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DACADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So when we were on air yesterday, we had some breaking news of the Southwest airline that had to make an emergency landing because one of its engines blew. Unfortunately, one person did die. This was very, very scary for, everyone on board. They say, according to CNN, for 20 minutes, a Southwest Airlines jet was supposed to be a normal flight from New York to Dallas. There was 149 people on board. It was at 32,500 feet.
passengers are kind of getting all cuddly and settled in for a three-hour flight. And then the alarms blared in the cockpit, and it sounded like an explosion boomed from the left side of the plane. Oxygen masks then swiftly dropped from the ceiling. And they said there was a terrifying sequence of events that ended with one woman dead, seven people injured, and luckily, they were able to land at Philadelphia International Airport. Credit being given to Tammy Jo Schultz, actually one of the first female fighter pilots in the U.S. military, who apparently was cool, calm, cool, deliberate. And she brought the twin-engine Boeing 737 in for an emergency landing on into Philadelphia. I want to know who the co-pilot is. The co-pilot should get credit as well. I'm not sure if we have the co-pilot's name, but congrats to the co-pilot. You know, they don't get credit as much as they should, but fantastic job, Captain Tammy Jo Schultz. Wow. So apparently, Southwest Airlines Flight 1380 took off from LaGuardia Airport at 10:27 a.m. Was on the ground in less than an hour. It was headed to Dallas. 144 passengers, 5 crew members. Then this loud boom jolted the plane. And the left engine broke mid-air, and it sent an object towards the body of the plane, which burst through the window above the airplane's left wing. They say a passenger was sucked towards the hole where the window used to be. Passengers pull her back in, but she died. Now, they call it engine fatigue. You know, so this engine fatigue, why would, and you know, was it the heat? Was it the, so obviously there's an investigation going on. But what was very fascinating is the Tammy Jo Schultz, the pilot, knew to immediately bring that plane down to a lower altitude because they needed to make sure that these people could breathe. Now, how did this person die? We're not getting the details yet. Did the woman die because of lack of oxygen? Did she die because she was sucked toward the hole in the plane and it was glass and she got impaled by glass? You know, we're not getting, you know, too much detail yet. So we're hearing that the plane quickly descended, as it should have. Passengers were scrambling to pull the woman away from the window. Other passengers stuffed clothes and jackets into the hole. And those items did get sucked out of the plane. They said they could feel the air from the outside coming in. Then there was smoke coming into the window. And they said in the chaos, it was hard to hear anyone. So the plane had descended 20,000 feet in about 5 minutes. One of the passengers said it was very loud, so announcements from the pilot or any other crew would not have been heard. So if the pilot was saying anything, it was so loud. You know, you're having the air. You're having the, and, you know, I know in the movies, they may over embellish, you know, you have that drop in cabin pressure. You have people screaming and freaking out and smoke. Yeah, it's going to be chaos. So everybody seemed to kind of descend on where the hole was. I mean, good for these passengers. You know, people could have just buckled up and prayed and, you know, taken crash position. But for people to run over and help, I love humanity. I'm just so impressed. So impressed. So they pulled the woman back in, a man in a cowboy hat, and another man were able to get to the seat. A nurse aboard the flight performed CPR. Now, it also could have been a heart attack. It could have been, they're not talking about her being bloodied, you know, and it could have just been that she went through, you know, maybe also what happened is with the suction, you know, maybe one of her lungs dropped, you know, or she had, you know, so we aren't being told what's, you know, what happened. Luckily, the plane was not on fire, and you see this engine, and it just looks like it was destroyed by a bomb. I mean, it looked like a bomb went off, even though it didn't. So right now, an investigation is taking place. The National Transportation Safety Board took a preliminary look at the engine. Shows one of its 24 fan blades was missing. There was evidence of, quote, metal fatigue where the blade attached to a hub, according to NTSB Chairman Robert Sumwalt. This is being reported by CNN. They said in aviation, there should be inspection techniques and procedures in place to detect something like that.
What we want to find out is why this was not detected ahead of time. They say metal fatigue is not something that could be seen at a glance because it's internal. But they say a careful maintenance inspection from outside the engine may have missed it. The fan blade spins at several thousand revolutions per minute. So when it was liberated, it basically broke into shrapnel. They said it was not an explosion, more like a car combustion engine throwing a rod, which bangs out the engine. So they think the engine fan blade separated, caused the cowling to separate and end up, and anyway, the cowling had landed, in a small town northwest of the airport, 70 miles from where the plane landed. So, they're still figuring it out. I mean, wow. Unfortunately, the passenger who died was Jennifer Riordan, 43 years old. She's a mother of two, worked for Wells Fargo in Albuquerque, New Mexico. And this was the, Southwest said hers was the first in-flight death in company history. Very sad day. Southwest Airlines has ranked very high for years for patient status or customer satisfaction. Frightening. Looks like one nurse was on the plane. I've been on planes when there were codes and medical emergencies. There's usually always a nurse or a doctor there. Luckily, we have many people in that field. Luckily, there was a nurse there that could, but to me, it sounded like that if she was sucked partially through a window, whatever component did that to her might not have been something that could have been saved by CPR. CPR, will you always try to perform if you can't find a pulse? All right? And they're not breathing, you can't find a pulse. You got to start performing CPR because you have to get oxygen to the brain. But people think, well, CPR is supposed to be done because we're trying to bring a person back to life or we are trying to reverse what happened to them. No. CPR is supposed to be to maintain the body in as much of an oxygenated state as you can. All right? Until medical personnel can go in and fix what's going on. So you have oxygen in the blood, and a lot of it. And so you are trying to reroute that blood and making sure it gets to the brain. And the only way to do that in a person without a pulse or their heart pumping, is for you to pump that heart. And yes, you fatigue after a minute or two. If you've ever performed CPR, you get tired. So you need to switch out, which means if there's only one nurse on board, hopefully there's somebody else who's life support certified. I would recommend you all get CPR certified, please. Because you are going to have to, when someone taps out, you are going to have to come in and help them. People fatigue. And you continue to perform CPR, trying to bring that oxygen in. Now, we do rescue breaths, and even though it's our carbon dioxide, you will be giving that person some oxygen in the rescue breaths. In an emergency, we've been telling people who are not medically trained to just pump the heart. But for those of us who are medically trained, we will try to do rescue breaths. If we could get any oxygen in there, that could continue to be pumping. But I would, in this case, be recommending CPR until the plane lands. 1-877-DOC-LA.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buy, sell, MakeOffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Face it, today's electric power grid is more vulnerable than ever. From natural disasters to EMP attacks and hacking, the grid could be crippled for days or even decades in the most dire scenarios. Visit quantumharvest.net to see our built-to-last EMP-protected solar power systems. While millions suffer, you'll have vital power for water pumps, refrigeration, and sanitation. Now that's peace of mind. EMP-protected solar power systems for every need and budget. See our full range at quantumharvest.net.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, June 1st through the 4th for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, and UFO sightings. More than 100 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Linda Moulton-Howe, Eric Von Doniken, Corey Good, Doc Wallach, and more. Get tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.